means to be human. Flesh and bone, the spirit and the soul. If I cannot earn your love by trying to measure up, why do I think I'd lose it in the lows? Somehow you see through my heart, and you welcome me with open arms, just as I am. In the good and the bad, you still understand, and you never stop loving me, just as I am. With the heart of a father and grace like a brother, you never stop loving me, just as I am. You've been patient with my wondering, always knowing what I need. With a gentle hand, you show me where to go. No, there hasn't been a moment you were calling out to me. I heard your voice and now I'm coming home, just as I am. In the good and the bad, you still understand that you never stop loving me, just as I am.
Well, good Monday morning, everybody. How you all doing? This is CA, your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. Thank you so much for tuning in today on a Monday. And it is Coffee Talk with CA time. And we're going to try to help you out a little bit today. I've got a topic with some key Bible verses. There's actually 10 of them that we need to know about hope. We're going to talk about hope a little bit. You know, just as I am, I wanted to play that Jason Crabb song this morning. As I sit here at Faith Studio One in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas, another hot, crispy day. Come on, fall season. But you know, as I'm drinking my coffee this morning, I'm thinking even as myself, as an individual, of the hope that I have in Christ. You know, sometimes if you think about it, guys, we feel like we're just at the bottom of the barrel. It happens to bad people. It happens to good people. You know, we call it life, like I've always talked about, L-I-F-E, you know, and one thing I got to say is I've got that strong faith with Jesus Christ. And when I'm down and out, the Holy Spirit just comes inside of me and he says, "CA, I know what you're going through. I know it's some crazy times. I know you're going through some hurdles, but we're going to get you over these hurdles." And he may be telling a lot of you guys that maybe you're going through hurdles in your life. And maybe there's things that we need to do to cling to the cross. Well, today I'm here to help you. And encourage you. And I encourage you as we get ready here in the next couple of days for Encouraging Wednesdays. We're going to have a nonstop music marathon going with positive words, positive thoughts, positive feedbacks, no negativity. I want to remind you before I get started, you can always email me if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, morningsbrew@gmail.com. morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like me on my Facebook page, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button for free. And gang, you can also subscribe for free on Apple Podcasting or even Google Podcasts. Search up The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Okay, well, let's talk about hope a little bit. These 10 Bible verses that you need to know about hope. And make note. Maybe make note in your scriptures on your verses or write them down or whatever. You know, hope is one of the core elements in the Christian faith. It's a desiring of things that we can't understand how they will happen, but want them to. It gives us courage and confidence in moving forward. It provides encouragement and builds faith. It even offers an external perspective that goes beyond our day-to-day. My question to you before I help you here is, are you guys searching for hope? I know I am, and I'll be honest and tell you that. Let these Bible verses that CA 6 and to give over to you guys wash over you today. So the first one, I'm going to go through 10 of them for you guys, okay? The first one we're going to kind of break down, it's about God's hope gives us peace and joy. You know, if you go to the book of Romans chapter 15 and verse 13, Scripture simply says, I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in Him. Then you will overflow with confidence, hope, through the power of the Holy Spirit. So let's kind of just break that down just a bit, if we may, on some of these different scriptures. So basically in the book of Romans, it's talking about, I pray that God, you are my source of hope. He is. He is your energizer, Bunny. He is your source of hope. And He's going to completely, with joy and peace, if you trust in Him, you got to trust in Him. You got to believe in Him. He will overflow you with confidence and hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. Remember, I've talked about God's three in one, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Another key element is, if you go to the book of, and I've read this quite a bit, Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 11. Of course, you know, God always has a plan for you, for I know your plans I have for you, says the Lord. There are plans for good and not disaster, to give you a future and hope. So basically on that, you know, Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 11, CA, what's your point? My point is that God has a plan for you. He knows your plans. He already knows your beginning story and your end story. He knows who you're going to be married to, if you're ever going to be married. He knows who you're going to date. He knows who you're engaged to. He knows everything. He knows every hair on your head. And I will tell you this, that He has plans for the good and not a disaster. He, even though you may think, and I get to the norm too in the human flesh, and we think, oh man, it's just going to be a disaster. But one thing, we got to cling to the cross and cling to the hope and know that He has it. He may not answer it right now, but I'm going to tell you something right now. He will answer it very soon and very soon enough. Sometimes we keep saying, Lord, is it ever going to be soon enough? In His timing, friends, in God's timing, it's going to happen. Not in CA's timing or Jim or Betty's timing, it's in God's timing. So just remember that. Third point I want to make is in the book of Malachi, chapter 3 and verse 16. You know, this talks about how God listens to you and knows you. Then those who feared the Lord spoke with each other, and the Lord listened to what they said. In His presence, the scroll of remembrance was written with the record of the names who feared Him and always thought about honor to His name. We need to honor God. We need to put all of our faith, hope, and trust in Him. That's what it's all about, guys. Another part I'd like to talk about is that God does want to celebrate your faith. If you go to the book of Matthew, chapter 25 and verse 21, Scripture says, the master was full of praise. Well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in handling the small amount. So now I give you more responsibilities. Let's celebrate together. You know, maybe the little things you do, if you think about it, for God, and He's going to give you more. But I'm going to tell you, favor is going to come your way. Blessings are going to come your way. Just keep believing and keep hoping. Remember, hope through Him, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Another point I want to make is hope is to be passed onward. If you go to the book of Psalms, chapter 78 and verse 7, so each generation should set its hope anew on God, not forgetting His glorious miracles and obeying His commands. You know, we need, friends, we need to obey God's commands. When the Holy Spirit speaks in us, We need to be humble and obedient and listen to Him. It's very, very, very important. What, CA? Yes, it's very important that we do listen to God, because He may be getting you out of the burner and getting you where you won't be cooked and fried. He may be flipping your pancake in a better direction. So please be obedient and listen to Him. And yes, God will fight for you. God fights for you. Remember that. Go to the book of Joshua chapter here. You need to circle this, highlight it, feel free. Book of Joshua chapter 10 and verse 25. Do not be afraid or discouraged. Joshua told his men, be strong and courageous, for the Lord is going to do this to all of your enemies. You know, you may think it may be a work-related situation where you think someone hates you or something. You know what? It's hard to do. Raise your head up high. You are a child of the Almighty God, and just keep moving forward. You know, during COVID times, people have been acting a little wacky. Our world's changing. Our culture's changing. We live in a divided country. It's obvious. Some wear masks. Some don't wear masks. I ain't going to make it a political deal. We got a variant out there. We're going to have more variants. It just ain't this Delta variant. It's going to be more variants that are coming out. I'm telling you, this is a wake-up call from God saying, you know what? I'm coming soon. You better be God ready. And I'm telling you, you've got to be God ready. Keep all that hope with God with you guys. Very, very, very important. Okay. And another point I want to make is that your hope gives God great joy. In fact, you go to the book of Psalms chapter 147, verse 11. It says, know the Lord's delight is in those who fear Him, those who put their hope in unfailing love. You know, and that's true. Your hope with God gives Him great joy. Another point I want to make is do this, guys. God walks with you. If you go to the book of Zechariah, chapter 3 and verse 7, it says, for the Lord your God is living among you. He is a mighty Savior. He will delight you in full with gladness. With His love, He will calm your fears. He will rejoice all over you with joyful songs. You ever thought about sometimes maybe when you're down and out and you're trying to maybe turn on something encouraging, maybe your podcast, maybe you're turning it on another Christian podcast, maybe you're going through different channels to try to find something that will just reach out and touch somebody that needs the hope. You know, we are brothers and sisters in Christ, and we need to go out there and reach one. Not just the old Baptist way of each one wins one, should be each one wins as many as they can. Because, you know, like I've spoke before, heaven, the people going to heaven is only going to be a narrow, broad and narrow road. There's going to be more people going to hell than heaven. Why do you know that, CA? Because my Bible tells me that. And I do believe in the Bible. Yes, I do. It's God's word, if you think about all that. Okay. Another point I want to make is there's going to be better things to come. Oh, there won't be, CA. Well, Paul reminds us in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9, no eye has seen, no ear was heard, no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love Him. All you got to do is have hope, believe, and love Him. You know, there's things I'm going through in my life, like you guys are going through, things that I'm really private on. I'm a very private person. And I got to tell you that I just wait upon Him. And a lot of times, I'm like y'all. I go into prayer mode, and God, how come that prayer hasn't been answered? How come it hasn't? And he, and you don't feel anything in the Holy Spirit, and you're still, and you go in another room and you're praying it, and you're, now I'm just telling you, me for example, and you're going in there and you're talking, God, why ain't I getting the answer? Then all of a sudden the Holy Spirit speaks to you and, CA, calm down. You're getting uptight. Give it to me. Let me handle it. That's probably what most of y'all, if not all of y'all, have gone through in your lifetime, and He may still be. The answer's coming again in His timing. My last and final point on Coffee Talk with CA is God is in charge. Well, what do you mean God's in charge, CA? Well, you go to the book of Romans chapter 13, verse 1, simply says, everyone must submit its governing authorities, for all authorities come from God, and those in positions of authority He has put in place by God. At this core, hope is a tool that helps us build our faith for the future while giving us something to cling to here and now. Stay encouraged in your faith. Let me tell you something once again. Stay encouraged in your faith. Practice dreaming on what is to come by allowing yourself to be filled with the hope that comes from God. Yes, great things are going to happen, guys, for you. You know, and there's going to be days where things may not be sunny side up. Now you're going to be thinking when you make eggs, or maybe your wife's making eggs, or whatever it may be. Think about it. If you think about it just for a second on hope. You know, let's just sit and kind of think about it for a minute. Clear your head for a minute. Think about it, okay? Because I got one more song I'm going to play on closeout. Had to swig some coffee this morning. So, you're in a situation, and you're hoping, you want it to go your way. But God says, hold on. I've got another way I want it to go for you. But God, I want it to go this way. No, I have another way I want it to go. But God, I want it to go this way. My way, my way. No, not your way, my way. We're all guilty of that. I'm one of them too. You want things to kind of, you want to take the detour to get to the hope a little quicker. And God says, no, we're going to go my way. We're going to go the longer route. We've all been there, haven't we, friends? We have. So what's the solution? Going back to some of these scripture verses and really putting your mind to thinking here. Because each one of them had a key element point, didn't it? But it all leaned to one thing. God and hope through Him. Yes, God and hope through Him. So if you get anything out of this little short message today on Coffee Talk on a Monday, it's just giving it to Him. I've got two songs I want to play before I close out on our podcast show today, okay? And this is a Matt Meyer song, and this is Meditate Through It. It's Lord, I Need You.
I fall apart. You're the one tracks. After the heartache, a wrong choice and sidetracks. Just when they think they got you game, set, match. Oh, 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 here comes a comeback. Just cause you lay low, got up slow, unsteady. Don't mean you blacked out, oh, by now you're ready. Just when they think there's nothing left, running on empty. Oh, 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 here comes a comeback.
That's right, Danny Gottlieb, comeback, and every one of us is going to have some kind of a comeback, aren't we? Well, thank you so much, friends, for tuning in to the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Again, CA at the rim, steering the ship this morning on a Monday morning with Coffee Talk with CA. Hope you all got a lot out of this, and I hope you're encouraged. Again, the next podcast coming up would be Encouraging Wednesdays. We'll be back on the air. Taking Tuesday off, back on the air on Wednesday with encouraging, uplifting music, finally. It's been a little while, so hopefully we won't have any disruptions, and that includes our internet. Okay, well, let's lead off in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, we love you so much, and I just pray that you just be with us, guide us, watch over and protect us, and Lord, the hope that we need, and through you, and you know, you're our hope, you're our strength. And God, we thank you so much for all you do in our lives. Be with those who are just really struggling with this hope, and let them be encouraged through this message and the Bible verses to know that they can cling to the cross and that you're right there with them 24/7. For we ask all of this in your almighty name. Amen. Okay, friends, I want you to remember that the sun does rise on the other side. Another thing I want you to do is enjoy life, L-I-F-E, explanation point dot. This is CA on the iHeartRadio Network. Y'all have a great day. Bye for now.